We turn to a very familiar verse, Romans 12, verse 2. Hear now the word of God. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's read that again together. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, this was the kind of week, again, that necessitated thematic sermons today. I did make an attempt, but was not nearly ready. A number of things came up this week, including an unplanned hospital visit. Thankfully, everything is okay and good. Mainly, though, as you know, the manse had significant renovations this week with the flooring. And again, we thank the church very much for its generosity to do that. And many of you who were very busy with us helping to move everything and work with the company working with us. And it turned out it was great. Thank you, Mr. Bivens, for the recommendation. Not only did it save money for the church compared to another quote, but these were Christian men. They were wonderful men to have in the home all week. They were playing and singing along with Christian music all week. So it was a great time, but naturally it's the kind of thing that interrupts your normal flow of things. So the flooring installation at the manse was the major reason we're going to have thematic sermons today and tonight. I don't like to rush exegetical work in a series, and so we'll come to these verses today and trust the Lord has these planned for us. It's the flooring work that had me thinking about Romans 12, verse 2. We looked at the verse, you might remember, in the Puritan feast back in May. We looked at it and considered it in pretty good detail. Today we're just going to focus, we'll look at the context briefly, but we're going to focus on one word, renewing. I want to think about with you this idea of renewing, and I mainly want to think about it with you because of the benefits of it. That's what I want to emphasize today, the benefits of renewal. And this word could be translated renovation, similar to renewal. And you can understand that's why I've thought of this verse, particularly thinking about how that word can be translated, renovation, as I looked around the house the last couple days, and it just became transformed before our very eyes. They worked on the bedrooms, and I got one of them done the first day. The next day, they got two more. Then they started working on the living room. Then third or fourth days, they finished and then got the family room done. And it was just amazing to see this place become transformed as it was renewed or as it was renovated. And I would just look around the house, as everybody did who was there, and I would just kind of marvel. I just kind of, you know how you do that? You just kind of stop and you just look around. You just kind of take it in. It's just looks so much better. It's a relatively simple improvement, although it obviously involved a lot of work and expenses, resources, but a relatively simple improvement, and it looks like a completely different place. Now, that's also because of all the work that a number of you helped us with over the summer, a lot of painting and a lot of changing quite a bit of the house as well. But the flooring was amazing how much it just made everything look better. It made everything feel better. And it was amazing how it brought the rest of the house together. The carpeting was taken out in the living room, in the family room, and three of the bedrooms. And we didn't have the same flooring to go with as was done 2 years ago when half of the flooring was renovated. But Fernanda picked out a really nice flooring that has a nice match to the other flooring, but also kind of a nice contrast, but it blended really nice. And even when they would just put the I don't know if you call them the baseboards, I always forget, around the flooring on the walls, even just having that, because it was very different than the old materials, it's just amazing. You'd be in one room and you say, wow, it just Look how it just connects it to the hallway. And look how now it brings it into the other bedroom and the living room. The whole place just seemed to come together. It just felt like one whole house in a way that it didn't think about it till later. Didn't quite have that same feel. It was just so much better, and it brought everything together. You see, a significant remodeling or renovation significantly improves your daily living experience. That's what we're already doing. We said yesterday, you know, when we get home, we just want to sit in the family room for a minute and just enjoy, just experience it. And we just be like, wow, it's so nice. And, you know, every day now as we're walking around, sometimes you have to get used to remodeling. I joked with some of you in our bedroom, I had to get used to stepping barefoot on our hardwood floor instead of carpeting now. I kept being afraid I stepped on my laptop, but it was the hard floor. You have to get used to it, but then you get used to it. You know, it's really nice. And that's the thing. Significant remodeling significantly improves your daily living experiences. It doesn't take long to say, I am so glad we did this. I am so glad we did this. The Greek word for renewing or renewal again, by the renewing of your mind, that's what we're focusing on. How are we going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind? That word could be translated renovation. And again, in the Portuguese language, that's what draw to my attention. The Portuguese says renovação, which looks very much like the word renovation. This is what we're talking about. How are we going to be transformed? By renovation. Renovation of our minds, but by renovation. We want to think about what that involves, but particularly I want to draw us to think past the renovation and how blessed the results of that renovation are, because renovation, especially if you're laying half of a big house of flooring, is a pretty big job. But the benefits are why you do it. Another way that it could be translated, this word renewing of your mind, is one of the lexicons gives it this way, complete change for the better. Complete change for the better. Now think about that complete change. I mean, there's no going back. You know, once you've ordered that flooring and they start to lay it, I mean, unless you have a lot of money or you're very fickle, but I mean, you know, you pick that flooring and you're putting it in, it's a complete change. You know, before they put the flooring in, they had to tear out all the carpeting, right? They had to tear out all the stuff under it, and it was amazing what was under the carpeting. And that's all every day. You just see it piling up in the driveway, and at the end, in a big truck, they take it all away. That is gone. So there's a major first just taking out of the old. And we have this spiritual metaphor often given to us by Paul, get off the old and put on the new. So it's a complete change. And then again, when you put the new flooring in, it's like, wow, it's like a whole new house. That's what Fenena's been saying a lot. It's like a whole new house. And it's not a whole new house. Much of it is actually the same, the structure and the foundation, many things. But it feels like we moved. It feels like it's a whole brand new house. And that's the effect, complete change. But here's the other thing, complete change, remember, for the better. For the better. This is what it is to have the renewing of your mind. Complete change for the better. And you experience transformation. You're going to be transformed by making a complete change for the better. Today we focus on the benefit of spiritual remodeling with this fresh remodeling of the manse in view. Yes, spiritual and physical renovation is that you no longer be conformed to this world, but instead be conformed to the image of Christ. The first part of the verse is really concerned about don't look like all the houses of this world. Don't let your spiritual house, this church, the spiritual house, don't let it look and feel like the houses of this world where demons dwell, where Satan rules. Don't be conformed to that image. And how you get out of that is being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Major spiritual renovation involves physical renovation so that you are transformed into something different. The house is different. But you go back to Romans 8, verse 29, and it says, be conformed to the image of Christ. So the concern is that we are no longer look like the old house, but we look like Jesus Christ, who's the Son over God's house. And so this is true. This is what spiritual renovation is about. That's part of the text. But this change is the best thing that could happen to you. to look less like you, to look more like Jesus Christ, to act more like Jesus Christ. Nothing better, there's no greater benefit for you than the result of such renovation that gives you this transformation. You become more like Jesus Christ. There's no greater benefit to you. To put off your old self and to be refreshed with more of your new self, nothing better could happen to you. Paul talks about elsewhere being put off the old man and putting on the new man is to put on Christ. Nothing better could happen to you. And yes, it's true that this renovation is specifically in regards to how you think. This is why in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus keeps telling you, don't act like the world in how you deal with things. Keep changing how you think. Stop thinking about this and focus on thinking about this. And you'll find if you do that, you're going to find that in a little while you have renovated yourself and you have transformed yourself to be more like Jesus. Same thing Paul says again in Philippians 4. Think on these things. You control how you think. You keep changing and renovating the way you think. It will transform you and conform you into the image of Christ, so that you can more and more have more and more of the mind of Christ. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 2, we have the mind of Christ. And the more that we put off the old and put on the new, the more our mind is renovated. So that like him, like Jesus, you can prove what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will for your own remodeling project. Now that word prove, again, you might remember, it has the idea of experience by examination. As the Proverbs invite us to learn that this is true, not make it true, but find that it is true for ourselves by virtue of experimenting with it. Know what God's word says, experiment with it, and find out it is true, and it will renovate you in the trying of it. That word prove for in the Portuguese, remember, is experiment. It's almost exactly the word experiment in English. Experiment. Experiment with God's word. What is his good, acceptable, and perfect will? Experiment with that in your own life. Live it. Let it become what transforms and guides the way you think as you keep pulling out the old thinking, the old patterns and ways of thinking, and you put in a whole different and new way of thinking. Watch how it transforms you in your spiritual remodeling project. Yes, it involves a lot of hard work. Renovation means tearing things up, and it means getting rid of a lot of old things and things that we are frankly pretty used to, maybe somewhat comfortable with. It sounds funny. I got to get used to the old carpeting being gone. I was getting sick of it. It was stained and ripping and had shown that it was part of an old house, and we love the place. But on the other hand, I had to get used to stepping on hardwood floor in the morning. And it's funny how you just kind of get used to something. And even as you see it getting ripped up, you're like, I hope we made the right decision, you know. And there's a little bit of you just got to be willing. That's it. Rip it up. Get it out of here. Let's not think about it. You know, it's amazing when we set them loose on the carpeting, the knives came out, slicing that carpet, rolling it up. They got out of it fast. And oh, wow, when you realize what they're getting rid of, under the carpeting, how old the supportive material was, but under that, unbelievable amount of dirt, an enormous amount of dust. And they said, this is just what comes down through the carpet year after year, and you just can never get it out vacuuming other than bringing some of it back into the air. And you looked at that, and you're like, we've been walking over that and breathing that. Oh, wow. And you got to get, so they're just quickly in there with their metal tool, just scraping all the old glue, and then they get their vacuum cleaner. I mean, very quickly, it's gone, you know, and it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work before you can even do the work of putting on the new. It's a lot of work of breaking up and getting rid of the old. We don't want to make light of that. Oh, it sounds so nice. Yes, benefits of a new, all the nice flooring. Well, what's the other thing? Before they could even get to the carpeting to get rid of it, what did we have to do? We had to move everything. And yes, I'm lazy too, and I wasn't looking forward to it. when am I going to do this? Okay, Monday and Tuesday, we're just going to have to do it. And we moved a lot of stuff, and then you all came and helped us. And then it's all piled up in a couple of rooms. You can't get at anything. And then you realize, oh, I thought I saved certain things where I could get at them, and you're climbing over stuff trying to get, and some things you just have to wait till later. You also find, I think it's time to get rid of that or this. It kind of causes you to do a little more purging of things you keep in your life, but you realize you don't need it. It's just taking up space. Well, renovation does mean tearing things up. It means getting rid of a lot of things. It's a lot of hard work. It's a shakeup. It's a violent shakeup. It's a significant change. It's a radical conversion. Furniture, almost everything has to be taken out of the rooms, tightly packed into other rooms. Your daily life is quite altered in the meantime. The carpets have to be ripped up. The dirt and grime have to be scraped and vacuumed out of you. We're talking about spiritual renovation, really. Cement has to be poured, allowed to dry to have a more level foundation. That had to be done too. They're like, oh, another room. I think only one room didn't need to have cement laid. And then that slowed down everything. And then they had to wait till the next day as they let it dry. But you want to do that, right? We said, well, you got to do it right. You want to have a proper foundation. So there's just sometimes renovation involves not only the quick, violent tearing everything out, then sometimes it means a lot of slow, hard study, a lot of careful rethinking, a lot of studying and making sure you understand and know something differently, a lot of just waiting for the effects of a change to take place before you can build upon it. We were sitting with Elder Renner in the living room looking at all of this stuff piled up. And he says, I remember when we did this 2 years ago when our family was out of town, a number of you just led this amazing renovation project in the manse, much more than the flooring, but it did involve moving all this stuff out of certain rooms into others. And he said, I just remember thinking, what were we thinking? How are we going to get all this stuff back? It just looked like this is a lot of work. Then it got done. Then the laying of the floor goes on rather quickly. That's the thing. When they get to that part of the job, the flooring goes rather quickly. And so does putting everything back into its place. Yes, it involves a little bit of, okay, now which cable gets plugged back into which? I probably should have labeled that. It does say now, I don't think I have these books in the same place. It takes a little bit of the finessing of things, but generally things goes back, especially when you have help, things go back pretty quickly. And the point is, it's worth all of the interruption. It's worth all of the things being misplaced and out of joint for where you're going to get. And when you do all that hard renovation work, then the laying of the floor and the putting things back, and then you look at it and say, wow, it goes fast and it is really, really worth it. The word for transformed in Romans 12, verse 2, remember, the Greek word for transformed is where we get the word in English, metamorphosis. You look at the Greek word and you see it. It's practically, literally the word metamorphosis. Or be ye metamorphosized. I guess you could translate it very literally. Be ye metamorphosized. Again, remember that the caterpillar, when it goes through the chrysalis stage, this caterpillar completely self-destructs in the cocoon. It just completely breaks down and all of these things happen. And what does it come out like? Nothing like a caterpillar. Unrecognizable. If you didn't know, you wouldn't think the one came from the other. But it has to completely self-destruct, but then it comes out as a butterfly. You might remember we watched the video, I believe also called Metamorphosis. They said it would be like, and it was proving other things, and particularly against evolution. If you want to disprove evolution, they pointed out, all you have to do is ask somebody about, well, then how does a caterpillar become a butterfly? It's impossible according to the theory of evolution, the chrysalis stage. And it comes out so different, but they gave the illustration. It would be like, a car goes into a garage by itself, and it goes through this unbelievable change, and it comes out as a helicopter and flies away. It's just not possible. But particularly what we want to think about is this butterfly coming out of the cocoon. major self-deconstruction, major self-renovation in there. It comes out completely different, but it's an amazing change of shape. It's an amazing change of color, so pleasing to the eye. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't usually look and say, oh, look at the beautiful caterpillar. I might say, hey, look, caterpillar. You know, ew. Maybe, you know, some of them are a little bit more decorative, but what do you do when you see a butterfly? We always go, oh, look at the butterfly. And this is what is supposed to happen to us, metamorphosis. It comes by the renovation. And what happens is a completely different you that is so much a better you. And it can fly. Caterpillar can't fly. Butterfly, after all that self-renovation, can fly. It's not held down. Transformation out of the ways of your thinking and acting of this world into the powerful resurrection walk in Christ's newness of life is complete change that is so much for the better for you and for everyone around you. I mean, aren't you encouraged when you see your brothers and sisters come through some personal sanctification, renovation? Doesn't it bless you? I mean, isn't it an encouragement to you? And aren't you an encouragement to yourself and to others when you've really gone through some significant spiritual renovation? When you make progress in sanctification, beloved, and this kind of progress that we're talking about, you know, there are little renovation projects along the way. Sometimes we got to pull out and put a new caulking around the bathtubs. I mean, even that can be like, wow, it looks so much better. You know, there are major, maybe a smaller painting job of a couple of cabinets or putting in of a new doorknob or, you know, but a major renovation project is a lot of work, and things always come up that you don't expect. But then, boy, when it's done, that was so worth it, and you are so blessed. And that's the thing about the benefits of the flooring restoration. Again, as I was looking around, we said, you know, I feel like I'm in a hotel and I got to pay somebody to sleep here. You know, this is really nice. It looks so fresh. It looks so much more fresh and clean compared to those old carpets with stains that we just couldn't get out anymore. You know, flattened in a lot of areas, and you could see the pathways. You know how that is with old carpets? You could just see all those who've gone before you. It felt so fresh. It feels so fresh. It feels so clean, and everything looks so organized. All the rooms just look better and more organized. And of course, that's what happens. You do a major renovation in one area, the foundation, and all the other things that are on it, you end up renovating and organizing. It's the same familiar home, but at the same time, it's so different in the best of ways. And it doesn't just look better, it feels better. You know what I mean? It's just when you're in a place that's been renovated, it just feels good. You just, I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean? It just feels better. But in fact, our experience, some of us who are particularly sensitive, you breathe better. And that was the major request, and we're very thankful again for the church's kindness and generosity to finish taking out these carpets, because Fernanda especially has just really struggled with her breathing. She has often said, I feel like I have no air. You know what happens, some of you who have breathing issues, you know, when things tighten up in your breathing system, you feel like you're having to breathe hard. And I would observe and witness that. And significant cleanings regularly would help, but it would come back pretty fast. Here's what's interesting. During the renovations, when all of this dirt and dust was getting kicked up, it got worse. And the girls actually started to say, oh, they thought they were getting a cold, but they realized it's just all of this stuff that gets in the air that is getting kicked up was making it even worse, and feeling constricted inside with breathing. I feel like I don't have no air. I have to work hard to breathe. But as the rooms began to get taken over with the new flooring and there was less of that, and we could keep a little more distant from the final work, she noticed, and the girls noticed, an immediate difference. I mean, an immediate impactful improvement, an incredible improvement. And she began to say, I feel like I have lots of air again. I feel like I have lots of air. And particularly now with all of the flooring there and all of the old stuff away, it's so much easier to keep, you know, the dust clean, of course. But already before we've really even had that first time to need to do some cleaning, it says it's amazing. I feel like I have air. I can breathe so much better. And that's really the best part about it. I mean, the way it looks is so, we're so looking forward to Thanksgiving dinner with many of you and family coming to town. It's going to be so nice. You know, the baby's room just looks so nice. We're so thankful for that all being set. But particularly the breathing was the concern, not to have to struggle to breathe. And you see, spiritually, this is what you're going to be able to say too. I feel like I can breathe. Like, it's so different. And some of you who have gone through those kinds of changes from struggling to breathe, and sometimes it's a move to a different place where the weather's different or a time of season, you know, there's the allergy season, you just, when it passes, I feel like I can breathe again. It's like you're a whole new person, right? It's like life is a whole new life to enjoy that you were struggling. Because, of course, when you can't breathe well, that affects everything, right? Like any ailment does, it affects everything. And when you can, you feel so much more happy and you can enjoy everything so much more. And that's the benefit that I want to encourage you to be thinking about with this renovation that most of us have witnessed. And we all have our own, physical renovation projects, home renovation projects, we understand. I want you to just think about the end result, the benefit of that kind of change when you just allow your life to be interrupted maybe for a week or a period of life and you do some major changing, some major renovations, you find that, wow, life is really transformed for me. And I'm seeing its effects in my family and they're commenting. And I'm seeing its effects in church and just more broadly in my life, how I handle things differently and how people respond to me and how I'm praising the Lord more. That's what I want to encourage you to be thinking about. This renovation, spiritual renovation project, transforms you like a butterfly. More importantly, conforms you more into the image of Christ, less like this world. And that's going to make you breathe better. The renovation process can be painful and difficult, but at the end, when you are conformed to the image of Christ and you are looking more like a butterfly and less like a caterpillar, that's going to make you like life a lot better. You're going to look around and say, why did I wait so long? This is so much better. What else can I do? Beloved, let me ask you, what areas of your life have you been meaning to renovate for a long time? Could be something small, could be something large. Often they're all related. What's something that you've often been meaning to renovate about your daily devotions, your daily walk with the Lord? Things that you know you need to really get rid of that may be permissible, as Paul says, but not profitable for real significant spiritual renovation. What are some things it's just time to get rid of, get out of the way for a while, to make room to bring in something new? Well, first let me encourage you, get help. It takes a team. You know, without this crew coming in, well, I can guarantee you if I was trying to do this project, first of all, it wouldn't look pretty. Second of all, I can't even imagine where we'd be right now. You know, maybe we'd have the carpet off of one floor, you know. And I certainly wouldn't know anything about leveling. It went so fast. That's the other thing we talked about. Actually, it's amazing how fast you can renovate when you have a team to work with. And so many of you were there to help us. And sometimes the problem was, what did I have to say? I'm sorry, I don't have anything for you to do. They're working so fast, and you did so much yesterday, we got to wait. You know, part of it was we had to wait until there was more to do. You have a team approach. Work with the brethren in your life and ask for their support with prayer and even just helping you with growth and change. And then, whatever it is that you've been waiting on, get to work. Get to work. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You will think better. You will look better. You will feel better. like a totally remodeled home. You will love walking around and taking a pause to just look, take it in and breathe it in deeply and say, it is great to renovate. And that's the message I hope that you will take with you and be able to say for yourselves in days and weeks and months and years to come. As you renovate yourself, renovate your minds to be transformed more into the image of Christ and conform less to the world, that you'll be able to look around at the end of some of those projects, some more violent and more of an interruption than others, and yet at the end being able to say, it is great to renovate. Now about that other area that I've been meaning to work on, that other room. What are some rooms in your life you've left and you're afraid to open the door or slide the doors of the closets or look under the bed? Oh man, is this going to be work? But then at the end, look at this place. Now I like to open the door. Now I do open the door. It is great to renovate. And please excuse a little bit of what might sound a little silly, but I often like to use rhythm and rhyme to help us have something to remember and keep it with us. It is great to renovate. When you are looking at that next thing that you know it's time, get a team to help you and be motivated and encouraged about the end result, the benefits and the blessings of such spiritual growth, such sanctification. Yes, the getting rid of the old, and yes, the putting on of the new and all the work that's happened, but boy, are you going to like the new. And you're going to say to yourself, it is great to renovate. May that be a theme we often have on our tongues as we face these projects we've been putting off, and may it be a regular experience in our lives as we tackle these projects and we get to the final product of the project, we can say it. May that be something we can say regularly. May the Lord bless us with regular spiritual progress as we are on our way to the celestial city together. It is great, beloved. It is great to renovate. Just come on over and look for yourselves at our floors. Let us pray. Almighty God in heaven, we thank you for the fact that you are renovating us, you are transforming us, and you, by your grace, your sovereign grace, and your work of the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Christ, through the power of the resurrection, you are in a process of renovating us, changing, most importantly, the way we think, renewing our minds, setting up a different structure of how we observe and interpret and work with the world and with your providence in our lives. Lord, how we work and change with how we take advantage of the means of grace and put them into work, how we churn up and destroy and get rid of old man, and how we not only mortify the flesh but vivify in the spirit more and more, putting on more and more of new flooring, putting on more and more of the new things of a good and new and modern remodeled life, so we can sit down at times and enjoy the benefits. We can enjoy the way things smell, the way things look, the way things feel. Lord, we thank you that you've done this work and you are finishing it. But we pray, Lord, you'll help us to work with you more and with your team of the church, that we will enjoy more of the benefits more frequently, sooner, more significantly, and that we can be supporting one another in the same, that we would be more and more a cleansed and cleanly and organized house of God. We thank you, Lord, and even think of how, especially under the work of the diaconate, you've done so many renovations here in this church building. The new sound system and the new pantry area, just so many things that have been cleansed and organized and are working so much better. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that you would help us as a church and as a family and individuals to be thinking just as much about spiritual renovation and spiritual cleanliness and spiritual organization. That we would not only look the part, but truly be the part more and more, glorifying you and enjoying you to the fullest. We know that Satan would often want to trick us, slow us down from such work. We pray, Father, that you would motivate us and move us on through and to new projects. By your grace, by your Holy Spirit, that we would bear more of his fruit, be brighter light and tastier, more preservative salt to this world and earth, that people would see our good works and see these changes in our life and come to glorify you, our Father in heaven. We pray indeed that we would be giving up the kingdoms of this world in our lives and giving up of our own kingdom and proclaiming in new ways and in every room of our lives and homes, Jesus alone is Lord, and that your kingdom would come in and change things. And we and everyone else would see and feel the difference. We pray this for your glory and for our good, and we close praying as you taught your people to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Beloved, before we do sing and then have the benediction, one thing I had neglected to say, but that was on my mind to communicate in terms of renovation, the renewing of your mind. Sometimes it may be that the renewing that needs to happen, the renovation that needs to happen in your mind is perhaps these two things before any work will happen. First, I can do all things. I can do this. I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. That might need to be the first major renovation in your thinking. The other may be, I'm allowed to. God is merciful to me. God wants to keep changing me. I can, and it is God's will for me to be more holy. Those may be the two things that need to change in our mind as we're looking to keep changing and renovating to be able to be transformed. With that said, let's stand and sing Psalm 117 together as we prepare to close our worship.